This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Sadly, you know, when you look at Europe and you look on the war on terrorism in Europe, the only conclusion I can come to from observing what they actually do is that the war on terror in Europe is over and that they are toast. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Every time there's an attack in Europe, there's a, you know, crowds gather and they get together and they pray. They display solidarity, whatever that means, with the victims, and then they don't do anything else. And what is solidarity with a murder victim? How do you display solidarity with them? Barcelona attack is already old news, and little is being done to prevent the next one. And we don't have long to wait, and everybody knows it, and yet we do nothing. Undocumented Islamics continue to flood into Western Europe, unrestrained by leftist leaders, shootings and stabbings and vehicle attacks, it doesn't matter. And in Europe, you're not allowed to protect yourselves at all, in any event, ever. And think about this. European society has been castrated. They haven't really had any wars for over 70 years. Most of them have forgotten what war means. When I was over there in the 80s, the German veterans of World War II were old men. And that was 30 years ago. I left Germany 30 years ago. Very few survivors left from that war. The current generation have to go to, like, you know, TV or the internet. There is no longer a direct link. But confronting them today, you have savages who do not respect you. They don't respect your values. And they have nothing but contempt for you and your collective intelligence. And they should. And you have shunned us in America. You've got a whole new Holocaust brewing right now. And this time it won't be just one, you know, one group. You are all a minority as far as they're concerned. Curiously, on the west side, only the west side of Europe has been targeted by the Islamic terrorists. In the east, they have maintained a very tough stance on unrestrained Islamic invaders, and they are currently benefiting from it. And they're also resisting the EU's push to disarm everyone except terrorists, and terrorists have obviously taken note. So are they doomed in Western Europe? Yeah, because they've already surrendered. Over here, we have very hyper-agitated American leftists with the cooperation of their lackeys in the media, and they are subtly redefining lawful gun ownership by Americans as a new type of vile pornography. That's already been done successfully in the UK and Australia and Western Europe, and we see the results of that program. And there's no degree of control of private gun possession that will even satisfy the American left. There is no enough line which need not be crossed by these modern-day Marxists. And that fact is something that has to be faced. Complete disarmament is the goal of the American left, of the American citizen. They want complete disarmament of the American citizen. That's their goal. And then after that, nothing will restrain them. And it really is that simple, you know. And reality is not paranoia. It's just reality. All of you who have never been in what I would call the Second Amendment advocacy, you're looking at things today. You're seeing where they're like, well, if we could only take down Robert E. Lee's statue, well, okay, that's happened a couple times. Well, now we need to take down Christopher Columbus's statue, George Washington's statue. Now, you know, Pancho Villa's statue is being allowed to stay up. Monuments are there as a remembrance. They're there as a trigger to remember things. Taking down those remembrances, which is what they want to do because they have to eradicate their history. Because they're the ones. They're the ones that put this stuff up. Nancy Pelosi's father dedicated a statue of Robert E. Lee. And Robert E. Lee was not even one of the left. No matter. The template that they have always operated under when they're going after guns is the way they're doing everything now. They want to do it with speech. They want to do it with thought. They want to make it the new normal to where you can be prosecuted for not using the right pronoun. I don't even know. First of all, I'm a fairly simple individual. When it comes to the pronouns, isn't it primarily just going to be him or her? I guess there could be a it or a that. But how many different ways can I mess that up? Just traditional. I know in New York City there's 31 different. How did they come up with 31 different gender classifications? I need to look that up. The 31 New York City gender classifications. It's the same template they've been pursuing gun control over the years. They get what they want. They get as much as they can get. They get a half a loaf, a quarter loaf, enough to make a sandwich, whatever it is. And then they come back for the rest of the bread. They're coming back for the rest of the loaf, first chance they get. Because it's never going to be enough. Because it's only going to be enough when they're all gone. Right? It's only going to be enough when they have total control. Then they have to maintain. It's not an eradication of guns. Of course, they'll have guns. The left knows that you have to, you know, socialism only works when you have it followed by communism, by a totalitarian regime, with a complete and total monopoly of violence. And if they get what they want, then there's nothing left to keep them from getting everything they want. If they get the gun disarmament thing, well. And they're very crafty about this too. The NRA Carry Guard event just went off in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, I think, this past weekend. One of the exhibitors there was somebody who makes smart gun technology. Somehow or other. They got into the NRA Carry Guard, concealed carry exhibition. I'm sure that's under the heading of making your gun to where only you can fire it, but smart guns. That's all I got to say, right? Smart guns. Yeah. So, but reality isn't paranoia. It's just reality. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Lock and Load. Well, in the chat room tonight, I see Dr. John is there. He's out of San Antonio, Texas. I hope the good people of Lubbock at listening possibly on KRFE 580 AM in Lubbock, Texas, I hope you guys are high and dry as well. Texas is getting pounded. I've got a question for you. Why is it that college students are the only ones who can feel uncomfortable. I've jumped way ahead here, but let me give you the context. It's the same sort of complaint that gets the college students compliments. They get coddled, but it gets other people fired. Let me take you back to Memorial Day. Memorial Day traditions like pool openings and backyard barbecues and family picnics and the Indianapolis 500. We've got lots of famous winners, A.J. Foyt, Al Unser, Bobby Unser, Johnny Rutherford, all Americans. This year, a non-American one, joining other famous names like Dario Franchitti and Emerson Fittipaldi. 2017 race winner was Takuma Sato of Japan. Races like the Indy 500 are considered all-American sporting events, but the reality is they are world championships. In golf, the U.S. Open, despite its name, has been won by a non-American 9 times since 2000. In tennis, the U.S. Open men's single champion has not been an American since Andy Roddick won it in 2003. And Memorial Day, aside from the sporting and social events, commemorates those who died in active military service, typically foreign wars. Many of those remembered on Memorial Day died during World War II in the Pacific Theater fighting the Japanese. Some might would find it interesting or ironic that 70 years later, a car racer from the country we fought won a big race on the day when we remember those who died fighting that same country nearly 75 years ago. But times have changed, and the world is really a much smaller place than it used to be. And while I suspect that most Indy fans enjoyed watching the race and seeing the fastest, best driver win the championship regardless of nationality, others enjoy watching the epic crashes involving the vehicles traveling over 200 miles per hour, hoping that everyone walks away from the wreck. And then there's Terry Fry, a Denver Post sports writer. He had a different reaction to this year's race. His father, a pilot in World War II, flew missions over Japan, losing 2 compatriots in the Battle of Okinawa. Mr. Fry, thinking about his father on Memorial Day, wasn't angry, but he was simply uncomfortable, and he tweeted the following: "Nothing specifically personal, but I'm very uncomfortable with a Japanese driver winning the Indianapolis 500 during Memorial Day weekend. An honest feeling about an honest thought he had." In hindsight, apparently that was best shared only with his family or close friends rather than the entire Twitterverse. And the reaction that he got was swift and predictable. The Twitterverse, bored during a long weekend, attacked swiftly and viciously, accusing him of being a racist and an all-around horrible human being. But why is somebody that's uncomfortable, how's that suddenly a social crime? Especially when feeling uncomfortable about a statue or memorial from the Civil War era is justification to deface or destroy the statue, or to take a baseball bat full of nails in it to go meet up with some Nazis. Now, the Denver Post wasted no time in firing Fry, a long-time sports writer and author, a 6-time state winner of Sports Writer of the Year. The Denver Post apologized for the disrespectful and unacceptable tweet that was sent out by one of their reporters, saying it doesn't represent what we believe nor what we stand for. Fry apologized as well, all for feeling uncomfortable. Now, according to the virtue codes of political correctness, isn't feeling uncomfortable a cause for accommodation, not derision? What is the purpose of safe spaces now proliferating on college campuses? An op-ed in the Virtue Signaling New York Times described a safe space as an area on campus where students, especially but not limited those who have endured trauma or feel marginalized, can feel comfortable talking about their experiences. What about Terry Fry? Where's his safe space? What if he looked at his father, who would sit there and get the shakes or scream in the middle of the night because he was traumatized over the war? What if he got to watch that? And he felt the trauma through the experience of watching his dad. I thought those feeling uncomfortable had to be listened to and heard and validated and accommodated. Nearly half of the Dartmouth students who are registered Democrats would feel uncomfortable living with a Republican roommate. And agree with that or not, they can feel however they want. Should they be expelled from the universities? Terry Fry was expelled from his job. Feminists at Sierra College pass out written citations to students they claim make others feel uncomfortable and or threatened. And it seems that those feeling uncomfortable for whatever reason are the victims needing protection and safe spaces. But when a sports writer admits to being uncomfortable, he's fired. The psych community have been quick to diagnose Trump as having a dangerous mental illness, and they stress the importance of feelings. Psych Central tells us the more we can align our feelings with a positive understanding of what they can do for us, the more we can try trusting them to carry us forward in our lives. So then why, when the son of a World War II pilot had uncomfortable feelings about a Japanese racer winning the Indy 500, is he ridiculed and fired from his job? Aren't we supposed to feel our feelings and have our feelings validated rather than shamed? That's what the psychologists tell us. In our politically correct world, to paraphrase George Orwell, all feelings are equal, but some feelings are more equal than others. The Denver Post, virtue signaling to its progressive reader base, found their sports writers' feelings unacceptable for continued employment, and they fired Terry Fry. How many of its writers feel uncomfortable or worse toward Donald Trump or his supporters and remain employed? Being uncomfortable with Trump is virtuous, high-minded, sophisticated. Especially the hashtag Never Trump Republicans. They don't call him a Nazi or fascist as the hard liberal leftists do, but they're merely uncomfortable because he's brash. And he uses Twitter, and that makes them uncomfortable. And that's their prerogative. I don't see them being fired from the National Review or the Weekly Standard because they express being uncomfortable about the duly elected president. Congress may get fired from this, but, you know, as they continue to be uncomfortable with the leader of their party obstructing and undermining him, they should be fired. So, the Denver Post has the right to fire whoever they want, whenever they want. But I'm just looking for a little consistency in all this outrage, because it was perfectly acceptable and not disrespectful for the Denver Post to editorialize about lying Trump. But when one of their own writers expressed personal discomfort instead of giving him a safe space, they gave him a pink slip, and they showed him the door. Little consistency, if you please. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Lock and Load. It's been nearly 16 years since 9/11, which I believe actually did happen. Where nearly 3,000 Americans were murdered in the name of Allah. That will live in infamy, and it's going to be etched into the American psyche for some time to come. While the bodies of those killed were still being counted, I recall very clearly, because I was watching this, because this is what my last duty station at Fort Campbell was, a military intelligence battalion with the Arabic translators. So this was our gig. And I watched our president, who I thought was good up to this point. I thought he handled everything fairly well up to this point. Get out there and hold a press conference and defensively proclaim Islam is a religion of peace. While half a dozen Muslims, among them Nihad Awad, the founder of CARE, a Muslim Brotherhood front group, stood directly behind him. Since that day, we've had numerous Islamist attacks. Boston, Orlando, Chattanooga, San Bernardino, Columbus, countless lesser-known attacks. While the number of Muslim immigrants permitted entry into our shores continues to grow at an accelerated pace. Where my network is, where Genesis Communications is currently, in Minnesota, they have a gigantic Somalian Islamic population. Now, the proclamation uttered by Bush is factually false. Islamic doctrine, Islamic law, Sharia, and the Quran mandate jihad against non-believers. The question that needed to be raised then and now is, why would a sitting president who promised to secure our nation from within and without provide cover for those who perpetrated the attack against us? And in a telling moment gone unnoticed by most Americans, why were the representatives of Muslim Brotherhood front groups invited to stand behind him as he uttered that patently false statement? Nihad Awad was a founder of the Council of American Islamic Relations, was a member of Hamas, and he formed CARE to be the public relations arm of Hamas in the United States. His organization, along with dozens more, is named in the strategic outline for North America known as the Explanatory Memorandum and was underwritten in 1987 by members of the Muslim Brotherhood. They describe a civilizational grand jihad waged against the United States by eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their own hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. Muslim Brotherhood has been here since 1953 during Eisenhower's term of office. It took them decades to infiltrate all of our institutions at the local, state, and federal level. The immigration and settlement in the heartland of America threatens the very fabric of our Judeo-Christian society that once required assimilation and placed value upon e pluribus unum from many one. Islam literally means submission, and it requires supremacy status and submission from believers and non-believers alike. And we currently have 3,000 mosques in the United States. Now, unlike your local Pentecostal church, a mosque is a command center when the call to arms goes out. Mosques in capitals throughout Europe have been raided after Islamic terrorist attacks, where, to the surprise of the locals, ammunition and weapons have been found. But instead of declaring Islam to be at war with Western civilization and at odds with the constitutional republic, Islam has been designated a religion. And that is a status they don't deserve. They should have been designated as a political ideology with a religious component which is alien to us, our liberty, our tolerance, and our plurality. And such an act would have prevented Islam from not only gaining a foothold in the United States, but it would have prevented the many lives lost to Islamic terror and the very existential threat we now face from within. While there are those who will object and cry discrimination, it is our duty and right to discern who's given permission to come to our collective home, just as we have a duty to discern who enters our personal home. And all guests are not equal, and those who hold an ideology that seeks our submission, we shouldn't give them the welcome mat. We should have the right to criticize Islam under the protection of the First Amendment. But Muslim immigrants have increased in numbers, and their political power continues to grow, and we are witnessing an erosion of our liberty in favor of Sharia compliance. It is becoming increasingly difficult to criticize Islam without being censored and labeled as haters within the pages of major urban newspapers like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the LA Times. Google and Twitter and Facebook will block you as well if you mention the truth. And they are, in fact, enforcing Islamic blasphemy laws, which forbids Muslims and non-Muslims alike from criticizing Islam. So thus, they're preventing Americans from exercising their free speech right in favor of Sharia law, which holds our man-made laws to be subservient. The election of Trump as president has yielded hope, including hope for controlled immigration, entry only given those to share our values, controlled borders, sovereignty, smaller government, less regulation, less taxation, American exceptionalism. But 9 months after his inauguration, we find ourselves continuing to battle to prevent those who lost the election from overturning the will of the people by seeking his removal from office. Our State Department, which is run by Rex Tillerson, has numerous Islamists who've infiltrated the department and have been currently hosted a meeting on August 10th with CARE. H.R. McMaster, the National Security Council advisor, has declared Islam to be a religion of peace and is responsible for purging the pro-Israel advocates from the NSC. John Kelly has declared Islam to be a religion of peace. Mattis has said Israel is the barrier to peace in the Middle East. Mueller, appointed as a special counsel in the investigation, is responsible for erasing any reference to Islamic terror in the training manuals used by FBI, CIA, and Pentagon. Many in the original cabinet of Trump, who were critical of Islamic doctrine, have been axed in favor of those in the Islamist camp. So, Steve Bannon, General Michael Flynn, Rich Higgins, Ezra Cohen, Watnick, and Derek Harvey signal a possible return to a pro-Islamic policy agenda similar to the one enacted under Obama. The Islamist continuous sphere of influence continues to grow at the risk of our liberty and all that we really hold dear. Is it a coincidence that the Muslim Brotherhood have embedded themselves within our halls of government and media and financial institutions and taken over the body politic and made good on its promise to destroy Western civilization and the miserable house of the unbelievers by their own miserable hand in the hands of the believers? We are in a mess, no doubt about it. Unfortunately, I'll never see it get to critical mass. I'll never see that happen. But those I leave behind, I fear they will. And I'm waiting to see if there's anything that can be done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I've been watching the rhinos have conniption fits over our pios. Apparently John McCain has a very limited understanding of the law and the Constitution. That was all on display when he falsely claimed that President Trump's pardon of former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, undermined the rule of law. There's no way for the president to undermine the rule of law. I'll get to that in just a second. Not in this case, not in this context. And, of course, Senator Jeff Flake, his Arizona colleague, was joining in on this. He said that McCain said Mr. Arpaio was found guilty of criminal contempt for continuing to illegally profile Latinos living in Arizona based on their perceived immigration status in violation of a judge's order. The president has the authority to make this pardon, but doing so at this time undermines his claim for the respective laws. Mr. Arpaio has shown no remorse for his actions. Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt after he disobeyed a federal judge's order to stop racially profiling individuals suspected of illegally entering the U.S. And Flake jumped on it, too. He said, regarding the Arpaio pardon, I would have preferred that the president honor the judicial process and let it take its course. Here's the problem. The power of the president to pardon anyone for any reason is absolute. It cannot undermine the rule of law, for the Constitution trumps all laws. And one can argue that the judge's order Arpaio said is to have criminally violated is no more valid or soundly rooted in the law than the rulings that initially blocked Trump's temporary travel ban. Greg Jarrett at Fox News noted in the subject, he said, Senator McCain's ignorance of the Constitution is surprising. Presidential pardons cannot, by definition, undermine the rule of law, nor respect for it. The founders conferred an absolute right in a president to pardon any person for any offense. And Trump exercised this right, just as every president before him has done. But under McCain's standards, all pardons would undermine the rule of law. Obama pardoned General James Cartwright and commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning. The president had the right to do so. House Speaker Paul Ryan, he also went into the grass. Doug Andres, a spokesman for Ryan, said the speaker does not agree with this decision. Law enforcement officials have a special responsibility to respect the rights of everyone in the United States. We should not allow anyone to believe that responsibility is diminished by this pardon. Speaker Ryan, are you going to go after the IRS? Are you going to get rid of Kucinich anytime soon? Are you going to get him fired or put him away? Are you going to go after the DOJ for Fast and Furious? If you think that law enforcement officials have a special responsibility to respect the rights Wouldn't you go after those that we know without, you know, categorically that they haven't? And whose rights have been diminished in this case? How about the rights of American citizens to have their citizenship mean something? Or the rights of illegal aliens who have no right to roam our streets, much less prey on citizens? Representative Trent Franks noted in his response to the criticism, not only did Trump have the authority, but also Sheriff Joe deserved it. And in Arizona, other Republicans, including Franks, they're calling Arpaio a patriot. And quite tellingly, and quite correctly, he said this: in his last days, Obama commuted the prison sentence of Chelsea Manning, a treasonous intelligence analyst who shared a trove of intelligence with WikiLeaks. While no one can dispute Manning acted to undermine our national security, Arpaio has spent a lifetime trying to maintain it. It is easy to discern that Arpaio is a patriot while Manning is a traitor. Arpaio was found guilty by a Clinton appointee after he was denied a trial by jury based on the relative minor nature of the charge, a misdemeanor punishable by 6 months in jail. This stinks like politics to me. And with the decision to prosecute Arpaio on profiling charges made by an incoming Obama administration bent on throwing open the nation's borders to illegal aliens. The guilty ruling came from Susan Bolton, a Clinton appointee. Latest chapter of a nearly decade-long saga of legal proceedings against Sheriff Joe initiated by the left. He faced 6 months in jail. He's 85 years old. The charges against him stem from a civil rights suit demanding he cease racial profiling in his Maricopa County Sheriff's Office immigration enforcement operation. Except if you're looking for illegal aliens, who are you going to look for? And if you're on the Mexican border, are you going to be looking for people from Scotland? Now, because Arpaio was charged only with a misdemeanor, the U.S. Constitution did not guarantee him a right to trial by a jury of his peers. Arpaio and his attorneys repeatedly petitioned for a jury, only to be denied by Judge Bolton in March and again in May. And the decision to charge only the misdemeanor was likely a ploy by the feds to avoid a jury trial in the community where Arpaio served as a sheriff for more than 20 years. The decision to criminally prosecute him was taken by Loretta Lynch. According to the National Center for Police Defense, President James Fotis, he was cleverly denied a jury, comprised of Arizona citizens beset by illegal aliens and the crimes they commit. And Fotis was highly skeptical of Phoenix Journey could have ever found Arpaio guilty. He said, I sat through 3 days of testimony and it was clear from the beginning that the DOJ had no evidence to make their case. In fact, all of their witnesses made it clear that Judge Snow's order was unclear and ambiguous. There's no way a jury would have determined that the sheriff willfully and intentionally had violated the judge's order. This all was based upon some hypocritical injustice. And there was a lot of legal gymnastics involving Thomas Perez, the current foul-mouthed head of the DNC, the former administration, Obama administration, DOG official. They refused to enforce voting rights in the new Black Panther case, but they went after America's best-known sheriff for what they call discriminatory policing practices involving Hispanics. While in Philadelphia, you had guys with clubs. They didn't go after them. Arpaio was, in fact, enforcing federal law as originally written, only to have the Obama administration rewrite the law in order to prosecute him. And under their 287G program, Arpaio and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office was authorized and trained to enforce federal immigration law and to ask those suspected of a crime their immigration status. Lucy Napolitano got involved. Discrimination undermines law enforcement and erodes the public trust. So, maybe if Arpaio had given away the nation's secrets or been an international felon like Mark Rich during the Clinton administration, or been a new Black Panther intimidating Philadelphia voters in 2008. McCain and Flake and Ryan might have had a case. But they don't. They didn't have a case. They don't have a case. Everybody in law enforcement, everybody living on that southern border, they're in a fight. A constant fight, just to try to maintain the status quo, to try to keep their head above water, fighting this wave. Even though it's beginning to turn back a little bit, the waters are receding, Arpaio was fighting a good fight. He was trying to protect the nation's borders from an invasion. And he acted in good faith when he was enforcing federal law as it was originally written, not as it was reinterpreted by some leftist judge. So for all of you rhinos out there that are all, you got something in a twist right now, maybe you better just shut up. You don't exist in an echo chamber anymore. It's getting out there. We're listening to you say what you say. When McCain was running against Obama, I voted for McCain because I was afraid of Obama. Now I look at it, and I wonder if there would have been any difference if the Maverick had been in charge. I really do. I can't see that much of a difference between the two. Some of these guys just need to go. Arizona, you need two new senators, a fresh start. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.